I just returned from Paris and Hungary. Pastor Barry Quirk went with me to the Hungary part, and we had a good time. And then in Paris, I want to share with you what I saw in Paris. I wrote that down as the title of the message. What I saw in Paris, okay? That'll be fun. That'll be a good message. And we'll do that. We'll, by God's grace. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Would you stand with me, please? And this is just a introductory thought I want you to work on a little bit with me. Turn to that little book in the back of your Old Testament. And where is it? Habakkuk 3 and verse 17. This is not the message, but a good thought for us. Verse 17, would you read it out loud with me? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Although the fig tree, hello, anybody out there? Ready? 1, 2, 3. It's too hard to get up there. It's not up there, right? Okay, Habakkuk 3:17. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but they can't read it if we don't have it. There it is. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. All right. Although, loud. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Okay, hold it. All that is bad news. Okay, that's amazing. In an agricultural world, it cannot get any worse. That's bad. Why? The Babylonians are coming. They're going to strip the land clean, and they're going to destroy. They're going to take into captivity. The Babylonians are powerful. Even if the crops fail, everything, the animals die, everything, the whole world is coming down. Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my string instruments. This is a song. Okay, now, I want you to think about this. I may have some problems, but I want to learn this. I might have, like, things are coming apart, but actually there's a way. There's something more. You know, what's going on? There's two levels to the house. There's the problem on the first floor, and then there is Christ on the second. There is my flesh. There is death. There is disease. There is cancer. There are troubles and relationships, finances, everything. And turn to your neighbor and say, I got some of that going on in my life, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Okay. It's nothing. But actually, maybe it isn't. Maybe it is powerful. Amen? It could be. But this is the but. That's what we'll talk about. Okay? Are you ready to go? All right, praise God. You may be seated. This is Driftwood Wednesday. Huh? Really, Driftwood. Beautiful. The women's seminar, I heard, was awesome. Thank God for that. Answers. Thank you, God. Beautiful. The Paris ministry celebrated its 25th anniversary And Pastor Texier went there with a small team. Jean Cartier, yeah, I think he was the beginning. They had an amazing celebration. Now, how many of you know Pastor Texier? Okay, you know him. Okay, so he did something amazing. Not only did they organize the event in an awesome way, and they ministered, they had skits, and they had great messages and ministry, and everybody came together. I want to show you a little videotape of Pastor Texier singing a solo. Okay? I asked him, have you ever done that before? He said, no. Will you do it again? No. No. I told him he raised a standard for pastors. That pastors like us who cannot sing, Pastor Steve is the exception. And he did an amazing job, but I was shocked listening. I mean, watching it. So we did a little video of it. It's only a minute or two. And you see, there's a little background, and then he does his solo. And then, you will see in the video, the crowd there, and probably recognize some of the people. What I saw in Paris, I just want to bring it home to you with a short teaching tonight. Not a long service, but by God's grace, a good one. Okay? All right, so would you play the video, please? Why do we like that? What's the point? What do you think? He had a great voice, and I don't think it was easy for him, but because he loves his church. Don't you think so? He loves his church. You know, I'm going to do this once in my life, and I'm going to practice, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it at this celebration because I love the church. Isn't that beautiful? All right, turn to Psalm 105, please. Oh, it's good. Psalm 105, verse 17. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, and he was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. It seems that when he was in pain and trouble, and it was physical, his feet were hurt in iron, and psychological or spiritual, because his brothers had produced the problem, and then the woman that tried to seduce him slandered him, and because of the word of God, he lived by the word of God, he found himself in prison. Let me repeat it. Sometimes when I follow God and I do His will, I find myself in more trouble. It happened with Joseph, and the Word of God tried him. He was being tested by the Word of God. Sometimes we have problems in our lives, and they happen for many reasons, but one of those is that God is trying us. We talked about it in Hungary and also in France, but this is the idea. This is a person. I'll give him feet. Okay. Arms. And I'm going to put on here antenna. He's like an ant. The feet is, we'll put here the word dust. my body made out of dust. And then we'll put here lightning rods or lightning bolts, something like that. And the antenna, the sensual, and then the devilish. These three words are in the gospel, or in the epistle of James, earthly, sensual, and devilish. There's a wisdom that is from below that is earthly. Like when we think of earthly, I think of the dust, I think of our bodies. And Joseph's feet were hurt in fetters or irons, and that he had real pain in his feet because of it. Then the antenna is like, what's fair, what's just, what happened to me? And I can feel that in my soul. That woman was an evil woman who lied, took my coat, lied, and then I end up in prison. The devil is projecting in the air wisdom that is from below. This is a very common thing that happens to all of us as people. What I saw in Paris was something else. I saw what we read in this psalm and what I see in churches that happens when the Holy Spirit is our teacher and we learn the doctrine that allows us to apply another way of thinking. Because the little diagram up here, if you could digest it a little bit, you could say, I am hungry. My stomach needs food. I actually understand the importance of the food. And so without the food, I become angry. I'm angry. Hungry, we had in Poland, I asked for a Polish proverb. And a Polish person said to me, this is a proverb, a hungry Polish man is an angry Polish man. And I was thinking, that sounds like that'll fit everywhere. Anger is easy to happen in life. We get angry for many reasons. We can get frustrated many reasons. We have these antenna in our world that are always operating, and we pick up from other people and from words that are said from people. Another thing that happens that is common is when people speak behind the back and they say unkind things, or they judge, or they talk about something they don't know entirely, or they don't understand. It happens. This is a description of wisdom, and this is a really, you know, this is James 3. I believe you are familiar with the passage. Wisdom that is from below, envy and strife that comes from the wisdom below. And these are excellent people. They are excellent people. They're just normal people. They're excellent people, but they don't have the wisdom that comes from above. They are too sensitive. These antenna, we could draw a few more of them, put a couple. They can be very sensitive about what happened and in an earthly way. And Joseph was in this. This is important. Joseph was in this when he was in the prison. There's no question about it. And he stayed there, and the word of God was trying him. And he had to make a new, entirely new calculation. He had to somehow find something like we read in the beginning of our survey, beginning of the message in Habakkuk. The crops have failed. The animals are dying. The world is on fire. CNN, Fox News, politics, everything, the whole world. But I, and this is the beautiful thing, but I, this is what I saw in Paris. And the churches came, and Pastor Morley came from the UK, and I saw experienced, mature men with amazing unity and love because I have a wisdom that is from above. Let's look at that picture for a minute. Here is the same, here's a human being, same, made of the same stuff, but it says wisdom from above. What's the first word? Anybody remember? Wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Now look at this. Why is it pure? It's not touching the ground, so to speak. It's not coming from the feet. It's pure. It's coming from above. It's not from our heart that twists and turns things. Not our feelings and our emotions that can be so supercharged. But it is pure. It's the mind of Christ. Now, with Joseph in prison, what happened? Do you remember the story? Joseph is in prison, and what happened? Do you remember it? There are two men there, a baker and a butler, that had dreams. And what happened? Joseph said, I can tell you what the dreams mean, where to come from. It came from above. It did. It was pure. It was from above. And Joseph said on their way out, well, he said, the baker, you're going to die. And the butler, you're going to live. And butler, when you get out, remember me. And it says the butler got out of prison and he forgot Joseph. Ah! That's like this one. Go back here. This is so easy. He forgot me. He forgot me. What's the devil telling him? Life is not fair. God is not good. You are a victim again of an injustice. You are hurt again. It's not fair. What has happened to you? Why don't you just shrivel up and die, Joseph? Is your world's not working. It's again hitting you. But this is what we read here in the Psalm. Read it with me. Psalm 105, verse 19, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. I would say in Paris, they were tried. With very little money, very little support, it'd be like you, a couple people moving up to New York City and getting settled in New York City at very expensive, your little one-room house. You know, I'm not saying these are Paris prices, but the very expensive city like New York. Your little one-room apartment is $1,500 or whatever it is, or $2,000 a month rent, and to do it by faith with wisdom that is from above. This is beautiful. And you saw the crowd. You saw the crowd as the pastor is singing. It's just a beautiful impression in my heart about what I saw there. And what I heard, these people were a great combination of joy and being serious. They could hear the wisdom and had been listening for years and growing in their wisdom that comes from above. And sisters and brothers, listen, doesn't matter how old you are, you need the wisdom from above. It doesn't matter what your situation is, you need the wisdom from above. It doesn't matter where we are at in our lives today. It doesn't really matter. We will look at this picture and be very sensitive about all kinds of things in our culture and in our personal lives. But I want to encourage you and just say, this is really our blessing here. I understand the meaning. I understand your dream means that God has spoken to me and I am accurate about it. And it has nothing to do with my past or my culture or what my brothers said or about what this woman did to me. It has nothing to do with that. I'm above it. I got delivered in a way from the wounds and pains of life. I have found the living Christ. You cannot smell smoke on me. Not a hair is singed, to use the boys that were in the fiery furnace. And what missions is got to be some pure message that fits in every time, in every culture, to every human being. It's got to be something that is a wisdom that is from above. That we're not really, we see our country and the struggle that we have in our country, but actually we can understand unbelievers. Unbelievers don't understand what we are talking about. Unbelievers have many problems that they are dealing with. I want to show you one just quickly. Turn to Romans chapter 1. I do want to not be long tonight. I just love to have you folks here and give you a good punch and good piece of food to take home with you and think about, work on it. And listen, this is amazing. In Romans chapter 1, verse, this is about the gods that I worship are like animals and birds and creeping things. And God gives those people over to uncleanliness in verse 24. And through the lusts of their own hearts, they dishonor their own bodies between themselves. It seems to me that the gods that I worship, that God will give me over, and in my own mind, I'll get some ideas and mutilate my body. I will get some ideas, and it speaks there about this thing that happens. These people are amongst us in our world. These people that are not believers are struggling with all kinds of things. We are messengers like Joseph. We are people with the wisdom above. We are not living in any kind of judging or hating, or there's some disgust, I understand, that may be in our mind or heart, but it's more like pity and care. This wisdom from above is so precious because it increases and it grows. The light of the righteous shines brighter and brighter under the perfect day. You start to believe, wow, I have opportunities. I have things that I can do in my life. As you get older in life, you go, I can do. I am thinking about what can be done. Because the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, easily convinced, easily entreated, easily under a godly influence of agape love. We are believing all kinds of things that are godly, that come from God. This happened to Joseph. Look at him closing, verse 20. The king sent and loosed him. You know, when he was told, the butler said, I know somebody who can interpret your dream. The king sent and loosed him. It's so good when we are not locked into a narrow thing. It's so good when our hearts are big and we're able to love and worship God as the Holy Spirit anoints us in it and we walk in it in faith. It's so good when our troubles can't really get a hold of us and grab us by the throat and just drag us around in this small world of pain. But we are able to say, like with Joseph, I can do this. Oh, king, you know, the Pharaoh, I can do this. I can tell you what your dream means because I have the wisdom that is from above. Okay, verse 20, part B. Then the ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house. Whoa! Woohoo! Amazing. A man's gift will bring him before kings. The spirit-filled person who is free, he gets promoted. I see it in sports. I see it in different areas of life. Sometimes I say maybe he's a born-again Christian. I see people making and doing things that are remarkable. Sometimes it does happen to us. And maybe my place in life is in a smaller realm. But in any case, it doesn't matter because we have found the wisdom that liberates and gives us godly counsel and a way of thinking that sets us free from our sin. The third thing I saw in Paris, what I saw in Paris was highly committed people. Many of them have been there the whole 25 years or 20 years, and highly committed people growing. I saw the Montpellier people, Geneva, Lausanne. I saw people from Normandy, Belgium. We saw people from Nîmes and Paris, and we saw the work of God and highly committed people. Almost you had the feeling like, whoa, this is going to really move. This is going. Because wise people invest and have effect and influence when the fig tree does not blossom. When the animals are dying in the stall, or there aren't any. When Joseph is in a prison. When a lot of people have their antenna out and they're really feely, touchy, and very much influenced by what people say and think, and whatever the gossip is and so on. And then the wisdom that is from above has a ministry, and it is pure and powerful. And the king said to Joseph, I need you. I need you to run things. And Joseph did. And that's a beautiful story. Verse 22, to bind his princes at his pleasure, teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly, made them stronger than their enemies. Listen, I believe we are a great people. I've never seen greater people than spirit-filled, wise people, quiet people, committed people, dedicated people, loving people, forgiving people. There's an amazing wisdom that comes from God. But I have to say, this flat earth idea, you know, that's kind of like kind of cool and thinking in the world, kind of, I don't know if you've heard about it, but young people on the flat earth and so on. And I wonder what the real statement is. It is, we can't trust everything the science is saying, everything the internet is saying, what the authorities are saying. We can't trust in all of these evidences and proofs and everything. We just want to make a statement. The earth is flat. Okay. Seriously, what concerns me is that I would be a reader of the Bible. What concerns me is that I would not be moved easily from the fundamental teaching of the Bible. What I'm concerned about is that people would be humble and spirit-filled and not fighting with issues. They would not be issue like with the antennas, like issue-oriented. They'd be kind of above it and hear from God. When you hear from God, there's some kind of purity about it and simplicity and clarity, and there's love and there's trust and there's encouragement and there's prayer. Like sometimes you meet people on the street and they want to talk about the President of the United States. And I say, I'm not on the street to talk about the President. I'm on the street to pray for our country. And the Bible says pray for our President and pray for the needs of young people and our teenagers and our families and our brokenness that we have as people. We need to find the wisdom that comes from above. That's all. And when you found it, Jesus said it will set you free, and you'll be free indeed. Amen. Would you pray with me? Read the Bible. Yes, Lord. Father, we want to not only read the Bible, but more. Most importantly, get the wisdom from the Bible that comes from above. Lord, there will be a time in our life when the stall will be empty, the fig tree will not blossom. There'll be trouble, but we will rejoice in our God, in the God of our salvation. And He'll make our feet like hinds' feet and go up on high places and get the wisdom that changes life. Not demonic projections, not suspicion in our hearts, not wounds that kind of are putrefying and spoiling everything, our thinking and our motives and everything, but the purity of the Holy Spirit. We want to grow in it and feed on it. We saw it in Paris. We see it in different parts of the world where we go. We see the fruit of your grace and the power of it in the lives of your people. And here tonight, may we carry it with us through the week and live in it in faith in Jesus' name. Anyone listening to my voice, will you come to Jesus tonight? Please trust in Jesus. He loves you. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's ordained us by the foolishness of preaching to manifest His wisdom in a broken world. And Father, may we take this into the highways and byways and in our private and personal lives and bring it home to us. God, sometimes we cleave to the dust. Sometimes we just fight with antenna everywhere, picking up all kinds of things. That strip us clean, make us wise and humble, and fill us. We believe in Jesus tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen.